This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow says he supports extending an unemployment program that gives an extra $600 a week to people out of work because of COVID-19. That benefit is set to expire at the end of the month.
That could be really devastating, not only to those individuals and to their families who need to pay their bills, pay their rent, their mortgages, buy food, but also to our economy as well.
Crow called on the U.S. Senate to take up a coronavirus relief package passed by the House last month. A new state law makes it easier for people who are licensed professionals in other states to get their licenses in Colorado after they move here. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
The new law applies to 24 different professions, from doctors and athletic trainers to landscape architects. The goal is to streamline the process so they can start working in Colorado sooner. While it applies to every new resident, one target is military spouses. The state is trying to land the permanent headquarters of the new U.S. Space Command. The Pentagon says one thing it'll evaluate communities on is their professional licensure portability. The goal is to make it easier for spouses of service members to find work. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy has a new Falcon mascot, and the school is inviting cadets to name the bird. The Gazette reports the students will vote on a name from suggestions on social media. The Academy's last Falcon, named Aurora, died in October. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.